This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Operators of the new Ford Amphitheater in Colorado Springs have agreed to a series of changes in response to noise complaints. Mayor Yemi Mobilade and city staff met with the venue's operators Wednesday. The two sides agreed to four sets of additional measures to limit the sound levels heard in the surrounding neighborhood. Those include no fireworks, more sound containment research, and expanding a two-foot-thick barrier with a restaurant to dampen noise. Residents, including one city councilman, had complained that the noise levels during concerts kept them awake and exacerbated PTSD symptoms for some. A hearing was held today for one pro-Palestinian protester arrested on the Denver Auraria campus last spring. CPR Paolo Shelsta reports trial dates are coming up for some other demonstrators.
During the first week of an anti-war camp set up on the Auraria campus's Tivoli Quad last spring, 40 people were arrested by police officers on trespassing charges. About half were students or professors on the three-university campus. Several jury trials begin this week as they face trespassing and obstruction charges, punishable by up to a year in jail and or a fine. The anti-war camp was voluntarily taken down by organizers 3 months ago after protester demands were largely unmet. I'm Paolo Shalceda, CPR News.
The Colorado football team opens the new season at home against North Dakota State today. The Buffaloes are in their second season under head coach Deion Sanders. They're looking to improve on last year's four-win season as they return to the Big 12 Conference. North Dakota State is coming off an appearance in the FCS National Semifinals. Kickoff is at 6 at Folsom Field. This is CPR News.